This just in, after I recorded the episode, I realized that I went over 15 minutes, but then again, I haven't recorded for 3 days, so you will excuse me, right? This episode will be longer than 15 minutes. I had no idea it will take that much time while I recorded it. After I finished recording and editing, I found out I cannot edit anything else out of this episode. So it will be a longer than 15 minute time limit. Hope you'll excuse me and enjoy this episode. Long time no here, and it won't be a long here. Also on this episode, we're going to go over Monday Night Raw, NXT 2.0, and AEW Dynamite. I'm going to talk about matches mostly, not segments and stuff. I'll try to talk about some segments and promos and stuff, but mostly matches and something disturbing from WrestleVotes. We'll talk about it after all the matches reviews of the three shows that were on this week. So, busy episode. Let's get started right now. Welcome to 15 minute time limit, the wrestling podcast. Starting off this episode with Monday Night Raw, and you know what? I like this Raw. I like this Raw a lot, and from wrestling standpoint, I think it was one of the best Raws this year. Kicking off with Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair, a good long match that ended in a heelish way because Becky's a heel. You know, she exposed the turnbuckle, threw Bianca without the referee seeing and rolled her up. But great, great match from the ladies. I enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, it was a good match, but it wasn't the only good match on the show. We'll talk about it later. Austin Theory keeps getting built up, beating Rey Mysterio by DQ after Dominic Mysterio slapped him. And of course, that made a rift. The father and son duo, the Mysterios. And Austin Theory, you know, he's kind of kicking it in the main roster. So good for him. Then, next up, we had Carmella and the Queen, Zelina Vega, versus Nikki Ash and Rhea Ripley. A contenders match, not a title match, in which the contenders won. So Carmella and Zelina Vega, Queen Zelina Vega, are now entitled to a tag team title match against Nikki Ash and Rhea Ripley. Again, it was kind of with a cheating, but Zelina, well, actually not much of a cheating, but, you know, they took out Rhea Ripley, so it was pretty easy for them to win. Zelina with a code red on Nikki Ash to earn the victory for their team. Then we got a treat, a short match, 6 minutes or less, but nonetheless, what a great match between Finn Balor and Chad Gable. I really want them to tear it up on a pay-per-view with 15 minute or 20 minute. I see 15 minute time limit. Yes, that's the podcast name. But I really wanted to see them in a longer match on a pay-per-view. They worked magic together in the short time they had. Kudos to both men who worked really hard to make this match really good. I think maybe wrestling-wise it was the best match of the show, even if it wasn't the longest, but from a pure technical wrestling point of view, best match of the show, no doubt about it. Keeping up with the good matches, we had the tag team match of the Dirty Dogs, Ziggler and Rude, versus the Street Profits and Rated RK-Bro on commentary, and almost coming to the ring, causing the distraction, allowing the Dirty Dogs to win, and then they had some production mishap after Randy Orton went to attack Almas, but the feed caught up to something else. And then A wonderful, wonderful no disqualification match between Damian Priest and T-Bar, aka Dominik Dijakovic, aka Dominik Dijak. Wow. You see, when you let two people do what they do best and give them enough time, then they deliver, and they got plenty of time. T-Bar reminded everyone how great Dijakovic was. Damian Priest, with his new split personality gimmick, also did a great job. The table at the end literally exploded. It was amazing to see that table explode like that. Of course, Damian Priest, the United States champion, won. It wasn't a title match. But boy, oh boy, did T-Bar took a beating. Oh, man. With the chair at the end. Yes, great, great match. Keeping up this hot momentum of great matches on this week's Raw. And capping off the great matches momentum on Raw, Big E versus Kevin Owens. Seth Rollins was there trying to create chaos, and he hit Big E, and Kevin Owens didn't want to take advantage of it, but eventually took. Wasn't enough. Big E rolled him up. Then Kevin said, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I didn't want to take advantage of Seth hitting you." But Big E wasn't buying it, because we all know the history of Kevin Owens and him turning on friends and heel turns and stuff. So Big E gave him the big ending. And, you know, I kind of want to see a triple threat. Next week, it was announced, Owens versus Rollins. And I want to see a triple threat with Big E. It will be interesting. Great Raw. Watch it if you still didn't watch it. I enjoyed it a lot. Moving on to NXT 2.0, in my opinion, the weakest show out of the three this week so far that I'm reviewing on this episode. Starting off pretty well with Mandy Rose promo in the ring, the Toxic Attraction rule, NXT 2.0. She's the women's champ, and Gigi and JC are the women tag champs. They attack Zoe Stark backstage. Io Shirai comes and attacks Mandy, but Toxic Attraction come, and the numbers game are too much for Io Shirai. But then all of a sudden, Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter come for the rescue. They clear the ring. I don't mind Casey Catanzaro and Caden getting a title shot against Toxic Attraction. And I also don't mind Io Shirai versus Mandy Rose. So yeah, they built up nicely two programs simultaneously with the women, and it was a great start to the show. After that, another women's match, Dakota Kai, the returning Dakota Kai versus Cora Jade, and they kind of booked themselves into a corner because Cora Jade was starting to get a push, and Dakota Kai just came back and should win, and in the end, Dakota Kai won, and she wanted to crush poor Cora Jade under a table to jump from the ring apron to the table. But then again, she thought about it and decided not to do that. So Cora Jade is alive, but she kind of lost a little of her momentum, which kind of sucks. But Dakota Kai is back, so we can't be too sad about that. Good, quick match between the two ladies. Speaking of quick matches, we had Zion Quinn versus Robert Stone. First, in a dance-off, sing-off. Of course, Robert Stone is very entertaining. Did poorly on his part. And then Zion did the Shawn Michaels theme and did it quite well. With the moves and the singing, the match was very short, under a minute. Zion won in a very convincing fashion. There was a spot where he threw Robert Stone, and I thought Robert Stone will hit the ceiling because he threw him so high in the air. Very entertaining. Not for Robert Stone, I guess, but for the viewers. Then we had the tag match between Legado del Fantasma versus Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner. I kind of feel sorry for Kyle O'Reilly because a few months ago he was in a in the world title program against Finn Balor, and also in the, you know, he was in the main event, and now he's back to the mid card with a rookie who may have all the potential in the world, but is still a rookie, Von Wagner, and he's losing matches. Not that there's anything wrong with losing to Legado del Fantasma, but still, I really want Kyle back in the main event scene in a singles capacity. But maybe that's just me. Braun Breaker rebounded from his loss to Tommaso Ciampa last week by beating Andre Chase. Did someone say Andre Chase? I love his character, but that's okay that he'll be a jobber. Because maybe that's what his character is supposed to do. But, you know, that's Braun Breaker. I wouldn't want it any other way except Braun winning and winning his way back to the top to get the title in the future. Also, with the bright potential, we had Solo Sikoa, the Usos brother. He beat Jitrama in a quick fashion, in a quick match. And Boa defeated Grayson Waller after an interference by LA Knight. And they started a feud in last week in Hell in Havoc. So, yeah, okay, that kind of makes sense for him to interrupt and cause the distraction and cause the loss. And to the main event, the father and the son-in-law, Dexter Lumis and Johnny Gargano, actually Johnny Gargano, the father, and Dexter, the son-in-law, versus Carmelo Hayes, the North American champion, and Trick Williams. And they tricked them. Carmelo don't miss. The heels won in a heels fashion. Trick Williams used his shoe. Who uses a shoe, like Austin Powers used to say? Honestly, who throws a shoe? But they, Trick Williams does, he throws a shoe, and the heels won. There was a moment there where Johnny and Dexter did everything in perfect synchronization. I love that a lot. Nice main event to close the show, but overall didn't do much for me. I'm sorry, this week's episode didn't do that much for me, but you can't always put on a banger of episodes, I guess. So it is what it is. Last but not least, AEW's Dynamite. I want to stop for a second and talk about John Moxley's alcohol problems. Tony Khan published on Twitter the day before the episode that John Moxley is going to take care of his alcoholism problem, which is a very great move, brave move by Moxley. He got universal love from all his peers and Renee got a lot of love as well. And I think that's the good path for him to go now that he has a small daughter, a young daughter. So, way to go, Moxley, for doing this to make your life better, to make your wife's life better, and to make your newborn baby lives better. So, good job, Mox. And him being now in the recovery process means that he can't compete in the World Title Eliminator, where he was scheduled to face Orange Cassidy in the semifinals. Who will be his replacement? That was one of the questions heading into this episode. We also had a surprise tag opponents for FTR. But it all started with Kenny Omega beating Allen Angels in a non-title match to start the show. Then FTR faced Aerostar and Samurai del Sol, formerly known as Kalisto in WWE. Samurai del Sol was his in-ring name in the indies before signing with WWE. So it makes sense for him to get back to his former name. FTR won the match, as they should have, you know, that. I love Aerostar, I love Kalisto, Samurai del Sol. but they shouldn't take the titles off of FTR. Wow, that was difficult to say. Okay. Anyway, I regrouped, so let's move on. TBS tournament first round match between Jamie Hayter and Anna Jay, and it was kind of a rough match because both are not the best in-ring wrestlers. They both have great character work, great mic work, but Anna Jay is still kind of new to the business, and Jamie Hayter, you know, she lost some time because of the pandemic. So it wasn't the greatest looking match. Jamie Hayter won, and she'll move on. You know, kind of surprise, because I'm assuming that Britt will still be the champ after it will be over. But then again, maybe they'll do kind of a storyline that Britt has the AEW Women's title and Jamie has the TBS title. Who knows? It will be interesting for sure. Then we had Andrade El Idolo beating Cody Rhodes. This feud must continue. And I don't mind it continuing, actually. It's a good feud. We had promos throughout the show, but like I said, I'm not going to talk about the promos a lot. MJF and Darby fought through the crowd, which was great. And Jericho was there cutting a promo. CM Punk cutting a promo. The usual stuff, you know. And of course, we had a confrontation between Jurassic Express and Christian Cage and the Elite that ended up with Christian Cage giving Adam Cole, baby, the concerto on the floor. Ouch. And now on to the main event, Orange Cassidy versus... This is my drum roll sound effect. You know what? Let me see if I can patch in a drum roll sound effect. Okay, not the best drum roll, but anyway, Miro was John Moxley's replacement in the tournament, and he beat Orange Cassidy in the main event to move on to the finals of the tournament, facing Bryan Danielson at Full Gear. You know, the card for Full Gear was kind of leaked in a picture. I talked about it on the podcast, and it said there that Danielson should have faced Mox for the finals of the tournament. And I guess they went through with it just without Mox, but with Miro, his replacement. It's going to be a hard-hitting match. I can't wait to see it. And Miro versus Cassidy was okay, and I get why Miro won it, because he was prepared to face Cassidy, and Cassidy wasn't. Good show by AEW. Yeah, go definitely watch it. Last but not least, WrestleVotes, one of the most accurate, reporters, insiders, regarding WWE, said that there might be some new cuts today, which sucks. Every time there are cuts, it sucks. Their tweet said, "I have unconfirmed names, but hearing WWE may be releasing a small number of talent today. Another uneasy day in Stamford." So, I don't know, maybe you'll hear this episode and you'll already know if there were any releases and if there were, who was released. Maybe you'll hear it before the releases, and maybe, keeping my fingers crossed, there will be no releases, and this time WrestleVotes was misinformed and his report would turn up to be a wrong report. I don't want to say fake, because he's not fake reporting. This is what he heard. So maybe he heard wrong, or maybe that's kind of Vince's way to see who's snitching out and gave some people misinformation, and seeing that misinformation leak will make Vince realize who is leaking the information. So anyway, if anyone by any chance will get fired today, then my condolences, and this is just the beginning. Losing your job sucks, but it's not the end of the world. You can go on. There are plenty of other options nowadays. So it's not easy, but it's not the end of the world. And if no one will get fired, then let's just forget this whole past 2 minutes and be happy that no one got fired. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, to like, to add this podcast to your favorite podcast list. And if you want to share with a friend, then you should give them this link, linktr.ee/15-minute time limit. That's linktr.ee/15-minute time limit. This is the link you need to share with your friends, and do it now, because this episode is over. Thank you very much for listening. See you in the next episode.